Okay.
Are we restarting, yes or no?
Yes. Oh, God. Okay. What's up, everybody? I'm Jay.
Okay.
And welcome to Mountain Mysteries. Today, we're going to be talking about...
We are going to be talking about the disappearance of a 12-year-old girl named Sherry Lynn Marler.
12?
12.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she was born August 18th, 1971.
Oh, good Lord.
And she is from Greenville, Alabama.
Okay.
So, oh man, Sherry was described as being like this spunky little tomboy. Like, mm-hmm. She loved everything farming.
Like me.
something. You know?
Spunky little farm, wait, little farm boy? Oh, God. Tom I'm girl, scared. Sorry.
She was a tomboy.
I got so, you. Go on.
Whatever the case. Dear God. So her nickname, and I thought this was super cute. Her nickname was actually Little Farmer.
Oh, yes. That's and she precious. Was. Oh,
that it. So on the morning of August 6th, 1984. Mm-hmm. Sherry's mom was at work at Waffle House. She had to be there at 7 a.m. And her stepdad, mm-hmm. Raymond Stringfellow.
Stringfellow?
Okay. Let me tell you about Raymond. Raymond is on my radar. I hate myself. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Go on.
So, Raymond decided he needed to go to town and run some errands.
Yeah.
So he starts his truck, and not as soon as Sherry hears the engine turn, like, she bolts out the door. She's like begging to go because she loved to go to town. You know, she loved,
as kids do. I mean,
she was just so happy and like full of life. Like, she was the happiest kid in the world. And he's like, all right, get shoes on. You know.
Fine, I guess.
You know, like, get your shoes on and get ready, you know. Yeah. So his accounts go as they went to the First National Bank in mm-hmm. Greenville. He says they got there around 9:30 a.m. And he's accounted for as being in the bank for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
He gave Sherry $1 to go to the Chevron gas station directly across the street. Back then, you know, $1 was a lot of money.
True. So, $1 is a lot of money to me right now, yes. Fam. waiting on that stimmy check to hit.
Man, I'm waiting on my stimmy. But, so like, here's my thing on this. Like, in the 80s, letting your 12-year-old go to a gas station by themselves was not a big deal.
I know, that's strange, though. I mean, like, nowadays, I don't like to go to the gas station by myself.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm damn near 26 years old, so yeah. I wouldn't let a kid just go to the gas station by themselves. I don't care how close it is.
But no, hear me out. Way. Remember when we were kids, we were 12, 13 years old, and we would, like, wander the streets
at 3 a.m.
Yeah, like 2, 3, 4 in the morning.
Barefoot, yeah, I remember that.
And nobody said anything. Nobody batted an eye. Like, it was normal.
Yeah.
And like, now I can't imagine letting my child out of my sight for 5 seconds, like, in public.
I don't want to wipe my ass by myself.
I hate you. But it made me think, and I'm pretty sure I told you this story about like how Lumpy and I were at Walmart a couple months ago, and that woman like started charging at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember.
And then,
for clarification, Lumpy is Haley's son named Grayson.
It's Lumpy.
It's so, Lumpy.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I get it, because like back then it wasn't thought about. Like, kids could do things like that, and you didn't have to look over your shoulder to see if your kid was going to get abducted. But whatever. Back to the story. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you about Raymond.
Raymond on the radar. Like
Raymond on the radar. So, Raymond comes out the bank mm-hmm. approximately 15 minutes after he went in. So, this would have been around 9:45.
Okay.
He waits for Sherry to come back to the truck, I want you to guess how long he waited for her.
I mean, I'd wait.
It's been 15 minutes. Already. She went across the street.
Okay, wait, this is across the street?
Literally 100 feet.
No! Oh my God. Okay. I wouldn't wait. To
exactly.
Be honest. I wouldn't wait.
Exactly.
I'd just go and try to find her.
Hear me out. He waited 40 minutes. 40 minutes. That's bad parenting.
That's fucking negligence.
That's Raymond on the radar.
Raymond on the radar immediately. Okay.
Oh, God. So 40 minutes passes by. And he's like, you know what? She's still laid back. Maybe I should look for her.
Maybe I should. Maybe I should be a responsible parent. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So.
This is going to get published and then Raymond or something is going to hear it somehow. We're going to get fucking sued.
I'm going to talk about Raymond. I don't like Raymond. So. He goes to the Chevron gas station directly across the street where Sherry said she was going.
Okay.
Nobody had seen her. She was
not in the gas station at all?
No. She was never accounted for at the gas station.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, he's like, all right, let me head to the local feed store where that was Sherry's hangout spot. Like, she loved to go to the feed store and just talk to all the old men farmers mm-hmm. and, like, just learn everything she could.
Little farmer, I get it.
Little farmer. You know, she wanted to learn everything she could about farming. So, that was her hangout spot. So, he goes to the feed store. Nobody had seen her.
Wow.
Right? So, he's like,
I would have immediately called the police, to be honest.
It gets worse.
Oh, good Lord.
It gets worse. He eventually goes to the Waffle House where her mother works, Betty Stringfellow. And he's like, you know, he's seen Sherry in a minute, you know, like, what should I do? Mm-hmm. And she's like, motherfucker, call the police.
Fucking A, dude.
God. So, okay. She was last seen at 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
He called law enforcement and reported her missing at 11:46 a.m.
That's way too long. In my humble opinion, that's way too long.
That's way too long.
She's a 12-year-old. 12?
12.
12-year-old girl. I mean, I remember when I was 12 and I thought I was the shit and I knew everything and I could, like, run the streets by myself. But I couldn't. No, that's way too long to actually call.
As a parent.
Yeah, for
if,
you.
If
yeah.
my kid goes missing for 45 seconds, I'm like,
Like. Okay.
Oh, so, at this point, you know, law enforcement gets involved. There's tons of volunteers that come to, you know, search the perimeter for Sherry. And there was actually an aerial search done by Crenshaw Flying Service.
Okay.
To, you know, see if anyone could find her. Yeah. So, at the time Sherry went missing, she was approximately 5'4". She had brown shoulder-length hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wearing a red long-sleeve flannel shirt, faded jeans with new gray sneakers. I had Velcro
mm-hmm.
straps, you know, as you do.
In the 80s.
Yeah. And she was wearing a watch with a black band.
Okay.
You know, just typical farm kid stuff.
I got you.
She had a mixture of baby teeth.
Aww.
She still had baby teeth, my dude. Like, I can't.
I still got baby teeth, to be honest, though. I do.
I don't even know why I got fucked up
genetics on me.
I don't even know why I'm friends with
my
you.
Dad, I think, still has baby teeth and he's 50. Listen, it's Kentucky.
It is Kentucky. We are a different breed.
We are a different breed. Go on.
So, there are no confirmed sightings. Nothing has been confirmed. Not a single thing. But someone claims that they saw her with a man that was about 50 years old and approximately, yeah, approximately 5'8".
Okay.
All right. He had a husky build, weathered complexion, you know, just a rugged old man.
It's farm stuff.
Yeah. Had crow's feet around his eyes. And she said when she saw them together that Sherry called the man BJ.
Okay.
That.
So she must have known him maybe from like the feed store or something
maybe. Like that. Maybe. Yeah. That was my first thought. Like,
it's maybe a man that she's talked to while she's in there.
Yeah.
She was familiar with him, maybe. Okay.
Well, they claim that Sherry seemed like really upset, really disheveled, confused, but it's not confirmed. Like, it's never been confirmed that she was actually with this BJ guy.
Okay.
They don't know who BJ is. There's no rhyme or reason as to why she would be with anyone named BJ. So, there have been a couple possible sightings here and there. One was actually in New Orleans a couple months later. Again, none confirmed. Like, there's nothing that has been confirmed. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry's mother, Betty Stringfellow, I actually couldn't find anything on her previous marriage or, you know, Sherry's biological father, because okay. Raymond is her stepfather.
Okay.
There's nothing on her biological father, which kind of made me think maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but I don't know if he's alive, dead. You know,
That's
know.
A really good lead, though. I mean,
right.
That happens all the time, especially if there's any kind of discourse and like the relationship between the natural parents. Like, he could be jealous of the stepfather, he could be jealous or angry like at the mother, and that happens a lot where they kidnap their own child. That's a good
it gets worse. Oh, so fuck.
Okay.
Betty, you know, Sherry's mom, she doesn't think that Sherry could have even possibly been a runaway. Like, there's no doubt in her mind that Sherry did not run away because she was just this happy-go-lucky kid, and she had plans with her mom that evening.
Yeah.
So, you know, there have been a couple unconfirmed sightings, and back to Raymond on the radar. He was questioned, obviously.
Yeah, of course. He's the last one that saw her.
Yes. He was very cooperative, right?
Uh-huh.
Did everything police asked.
Here. Did he lawyer up? Did he lawyer up?
No.
Okay.
No, it's worse. He refused a polygraph.
Okay.
Yeah.
Biggest red flag on the planet.
Absolute biggest red flag.
No fucking way. So, would not. Okay.
Refused a polygraph, which
I get Raymond on the radar. I get it.
Yes. Raymond is on my radar. So, fast forward a couple years, quite a few years. In 2013, Betty Stringfellow was still looking for her daughter, obviously. You know, it's been talk of the town. And within a 3-month time span, not only did she, you know, lose her daughter and still has no answers to where her daughter may or may not be, Betty also lost her brother, her sister, and her husband, Raymond, within a 3-month time span, all due to cancer.
Jesus Christ.
This was in 2013.
All of them due to cancer?
Yes.
Holy shit and a half. That's ridiculous.
So
I couldn't imagine losing one person, like, to anything.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine the emotional stress on this woman. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So she's tough. I mean, she has dedicated a Facebook page to her daughter. You know?
Is this where you got all the information
from?
Yes.
Oh, this is where the wild information comes from. But, you know, shout out to Betty Stringfellow for being as tough as she has been all these years.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the former police chief, Lonzo Ingram, he even said, you know, and I quote, "It's never far from my mind," end quote. You know, like, what happened to Sherry? Because there's nothing.
It just seems like a normal day. It just seems like a normal, like, okay, let's go to the bank and let's just go to the store or whatever. Yeah. And then
out of nowhere.
First and foremost, don't let your young kids out of your sight, even if it's just for a minute. Like, I don't care what time this was in the 80s, 90s, whatever, what have you.
Things were different then. Things were different when we were kids.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I guess I can only come from a stance of, like, how I know things are today. And, like, you hear every other day in Lexington, Kentucky, there's, like, oh, someone tried to grab me at Kroger. Like,
yeah.
All kinds of shit. People getting thrown into vans. And, I mean,
knowing what I know now, my child never leaves my side.
Yeah.
So, this brings me into the Facebook page.
Okay.
Sherry Lynn Marler, still missing, mm-hmm. is the name of the page.
Okay.
I actually found the name of the Facebook page on True Crime Files, as I was researching, you know, this story. And it is called, you know, the Sherry Lynn Marler Still Missing Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scrolling through, and when I tell you, this Facebook page kept me up till like 3 a.m.
Really?
And anyone that knows me knows I go to bed by like 8:00. So
on God, that is true. 7:30 comes around and you're not guaranteed to text back. That's just how it is.
I'm out. I'm an old lady. So this kept me up
mm-hmm.
until like 3 a.m. And so I was reading a post from someone named Ryan Welch Anderson, and he's a Facebook member, and he was a member of the group. He believes that a family member abducted and murdered Sherry.
I mean, that, yes.
It makes sense. It's all
pointing to that, to be honest.
It makes sense, right? But he doesn't know who.
Okay.
So, and here's why he thinks this. He found an old photo, the photo
that you've shown me before.
That I've shown you. Because I remember it was late, and I like texted you freaking out when I found this picture.
Yeah, no kidding. You really did. I didn't know anything about the case. I didn't know her name. I didn't know anything. But she sent me Haley sent me a photo and was like, okay, what does this look like to you?
Yes.
And it looks like a pig, like right. a picture of like uh-huh. a pig on a farm. And then I'm like, okay, I don't see anything. And then she sends me an enhanced photo.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what do you see now? And I saw a head.
A head.
Like, not where the pig is.
It's just chilling.
It's just chilling there on the farm. Now, where did he find this photo?
Okay. So it didn't give, obviously, it didn't give an exact address. But it was on an old family farm.
Mm-hmm.
Did not belong to Sherry's family, like her mom and stepdad. It belonged to a cousin of Sherry's family.
Okay.
And it was a box of, you know, several photos.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees the photo.
Mm.
And we will actually, like, put a link to this photo on Google.
Mm-hmm.
It's
crazy.
If you're like,
if you're squeamish or anything like that, don't look at it.
Don't look at
it. It's kind of disturbing.
It's beyond disturbing. It kept me up till 3 a.m. So the photo itself is like a brown, like sepia toned
mm-hmm.
photo. Like, it's old. And he said he found it, you know, and it's dated 1984.
The year that she went missing.
Yes.
Okay.
So, the photo itself is a pig doing its thing, just being a pig.
Mm-hmm.
And in the corner of the photo is like a, almost looks like a rock.
It does kind of look like a rock at first.
It looks like a rock. And the corner of the picture has been folded in and creased about 2-3 times. You know, it's been folded and creased, just enough to block out that corner where the quote-unquote rock
yeah.
is. So,
ew, I hate that.
So as I'm reading through this comment thread about, you know, the family
murmur
the family member that possibly murdered Sherry. Mm-hmm. I see this picture and I'm like,
B.
What?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So I'm like, okay, I don't see anything. And then someone commented
the enhanced version,
the enhanced photo. Now, the enhanced photo was done on an iPhone.
Of course.
So, but I mean, like, it,
even then you just change some exposure on there and it's blatantly obvious. That it's obvious. It's a head.
It's obvious. Like, there's no,
it is,
like, especially something done on an iPhone. Like, there's no way to edit the photo to make it look the way it did.
Yeah. No kidding.
It's a head.
It's a head.
It's a human head.
Yeah.
But
it's not confirmed at all that that was there, and it's not confirmed that it was her, correct?
Technically.
Technically.
Okay. Technically. So, on the picture, or on the comment of the enhanced picture, mm-hmm. someone named Matthew King commented on it and said, quote, "This is incredibly misleading," end quote. It stated in the comment that he also works with photo enhancement.
Okay.
So he believes, obviously, it's fake.
All right.
But my thing is, you can't take an iPhone
whenever
and enhance it to make it look the way it did.
I mean, if you can, props on you. Because, I mean, the thing is that if you look at the original picture, it's there. Like, the shape is there
you
in
can
the
see
picture.
It looks like a rock.
It looks kind of like a rock. But when you enhance it, like, just changing the exposure on it, I mean, it's got some detail in it too. So, I mean, it's up to speculation, right? Whether this is real or not. So,
and here's another
regardless,
thing.
Regardless, disturbing.
It's extremely disturbing. And like, when I'm looking at this picture and I pull up a middle school photo from Sherry's, like,
mm-hmm.
oh my God, dude.
They look similar.
The nose.
Ew.
The nose is,
I haven't seen perfect. A picture of her, whenever she was alive. I mean, obviously, we don't know if she's passed or
right.
where she is now.
Okay.
But I haven't seen her.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a picture of Sherry's middle school photo and the picture of the enhanced pig pen photo. And I want you to tell me if you see the similarities between the two.
Okay. All right, I'm looking at the photo right now. Oh my God. It's not even the enhanced version. This is like...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can see it.
Yeah. You can see the nose. Like, the nose fits perfectly.
That's...
It's terrifying.
Fucking scary, dude.
It's terrifying.
Ew. Oh my God. Ew.
This kept me up all night. Like, I was panicking.
It even kind of looks like it has bangs like Sherry
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And the picture was taken, it looks like it's like summertime.
Yeah. Why would you take a picture of that? Like specifically just that.
Okay. So something I've learned listening to every true crime anything ever.
Mm.
People that kill for thrill or excitement.
Mm.
Will keep some sort of memorabilia.
Yeah, like some kind of memento.
Yeah. They'll either keep a finger or, you know, a tooth, or some will take pictures, videos.
That could have been it.
That could have been their memorabilia.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
And it is creased right there.
Yep.
Like it's creased like it's been like covered or something.
For a reason.
For a reason.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it gets better. So... The person that finds this photo turns it over to her family.
Okay.
Her family then sends it to the FBI,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, they personally themselves send it to the FBI. Months go by, and the FBI claims they never saw the picture.
Bullshit.
They never saw the picture. However, when they called for an update, they said, "We're still working on it."
Interesting.
And then later on, they said, "We've never seen this picture. We never had this picture."
Okay, so somebody's lying here. And obviously, they wouldn't lie about sending the picture into them. That just sounds like faulty work from the FBI, to be
yep.
honest.
Either they don't want to put in the work.
Or they don't care.
They don't care, or
someone fucked they up lost somewhere the and lost the yep. picture. Yeah. Well, why not just take it now and then continue with the investigation so they, you know, say that they've started or whatever they say they've started. That's crazy, dude. Yep. So right now there's no leads.
Nothing.
There's nothing substantial, nothing concrete that points where this poor girl went.
Yeah.
Except for Raymond on the radar.
Raymond on the radar.
Wow.
There was actually a couple of people commenting on this thread that said she was possibly pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, I mean, it's all just rumor. It's all speculation. Okay. It's all family members saying
this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Okay. A bunch of, I mean, it is a Facebook page.
It is Facebook.
I mean, yeah, I got you. What do you expect?
Take it with a grain of salt, but.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
To this day, there have been no confirmed sightings. No one has any idea where she could have been, what could have happened to her. That's just it.
Yeah, no, my only theory that I can come up with is Raymond on the radar or possibly this BJ character or her paternal father. I mean, that kind of makes sense, but at the same time, police would have investigated that probably thoroughly.
Yeah.
Because it's so common that
happens. So little released from the police on this.
Mm-hmm.
Just what she was wearing, what she looked like, where she went missing from.
Is it an open case still?
It's cold.
It's cold. Oh, my God. It's cold.
And my theory is, so when you think about the cousin's farm, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
What if she was walking to the gas station,
mm-hmm.
just so happened her cousin or whoever was pulling up next to her and said, hey.
What's up?
What's up? You want to take a ride with me?
Maybe this BJ character was with the cousin.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That poor friggin' family. I can't imagine that poor woman.
Yeah.
That poor mother. Holy shit.
She's been through it. You know?
She's been through it, man.
And to this day, she's still looking for answers.
Wow.
There's never been a body.
Since 1984. Wow.
There is an enhanced photo on NamUs,
mm-hmm.
you know, and NCMEC,
yeah,
which is National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They've enhanced her photos several times. She would be in her 40s, I believe, by now.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone out there has any kind of information about this case, possibly where she went to, don't hesitate to reach out to local police in Alabama or to the Facebook page of her mother.
I mean, really just spread awareness.
Spread awareness because that this case is cold and that it's not going anywhere and the FBI isn't actually doing anything that we know of.
I hate to be that person. She's probably not.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a good outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But if it is, if someone has seen her.
There's always some kind of hope. I mean, crazier things have happened.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a story of a girl that was locked up for 7 years by her captor and she escaped one day.
She escaped one day. You never know.
So.
Okay. Well, if you enjoyed this episode of Mountain Mysteries, please, please, please let us know. Show us some love on some kind of review on Facebook or Google Podcasts, what have you. We're on Spotify and multiple different platforms. And I guess we'll see you all later.
See you guys.